Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God, establishing the certainty of our need to live by the words of God in our hearts and minds. That is what we are looking at this week. Yesterday, we looked at our spiritual eyesight. Today, we will look at our spiritual health. The first question I need to ask myself is, am I spiritually alive? All the discussion about living by the words is a wasted exercise if I have not received life through Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 13:5, Paul exhorts us to examine and to test ourselves. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? 2 Corinthians 13:5. I believe that Deuteronomy 8:3 and Matthew 4:4 give us a way to do just that, to test ourselves. Are we living by the words of God? Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy, "It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth." Matthew 4:4. If Deuteronomy 8:3 and Matthew 4:4 teach that we are to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, then it is a legitimate question to ask in regard to our relationship to the words of God. How alive are we? If I am not even reading God's word, then how spiritually alive can I be? So let's each of us ask, do I read God's word? Do I hunger for his words? Do I ever have a can't wait to hear what God says about this attitude? Do the words on the pages of my Bible come to life in me and carry me into the presence of God? Can I say with the psalmist, Psalm 42:1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God. .com